Trump asked Ukraine to look into the election meddling in the 2016 election. Trump asked Ukraine to look backwards in time and find out, was Joe Biden involved in corruption and deal making? Because we now know that everything Trump said about being spied on by the Obama administration was absolutely true. We know that Hillary Clinton did deals with various countries, and Barack Obama did deals, and Joe Biden did deals. I mean, Joe Biden's son received $60,000 a month from a Ukrainian natural gas company as part of a shakedown that Joe Biden carried out in Ukraine. Joe Biden then publicly bragged about having a prosecutor in Ukraine fired because that prosecutor was about to look into Hunter Biden's corruption and money laundering and bribing and all these things. So think about it. The Democrats want to impeach Trump for calling for an investigation of corruption, while those same Democrats want to elect Joe Biden, who engaged in that corruption. So we are, this is what the Democrats have come to. They literally are trying to destroy a president for daring to look into the crimes and corruption of their own Democrat Party leaders like Joe Biden. Joe Biden is a crook. Joe Biden is a criminal. His family is a corrupt organization, just like the Clinton family and the Clinton Foundation and all the corruption and crimes of Hillary and Bill Clinton. And so the Democrats are just now faking everything. They're faking hysteria. They're faking outrage. I mean, Adam Schiff went before Congress and faked a transcript that he said captured the words of President Trump, and he literally just made it up and read it into the congressional record, faking every word, just making it up. Can you imagine? Can you imagine if a Republican Speaker of the House fabricated many paragraphs of false quotes of Barack Obama and then spoke those words into the congressional record? Can you imagine the outcry? That person would have to be fired immediately or step down. But when a Democrat does it, once again, the Democrats get away with everything. They lie, they cheat, they rig the rules, and there are never any consequences for them, right? In fact, this so-called whistleblower, who was nothing but a CIA deep state spy, spying on the president, but he's called a whistleblower. The rules were changed 1 month ago to allow whistleblowers, so-called, to file complaints about events that they have no firsthand knowledge of. Like, they didn't hear it, they didn't see it, they just heard about it. Now they can file complaints of secondhand knowledge or hearsay. So now hearsay passes as evidence for impeachment in the minds of the Democrats, but they wouldn't have allowed any such rules under Obama, and any criticism of Obama was shut down by claiming that you're racist because Obama was black. Actually, he was only half black. So how do they know you're criticizing the black half and not the white half? You know, it makes no sense. But because he was half black, then you couldn't criticize him on anything, even if he was a crook and a money launderer and, frankly, an anti-America radical Islamic terrorist. That's what Barack Obama was and is. He gave nuclear weapons technologies and money to Iran. He arranged for China to steal U.S. military records. He arranged for Iran to steal a U.S. Navy boat, and on, to steal a U.S. Air Force drone. That's all Obama's doing. But getting back to Joe Biden and President Trump here, what's astonishing, what's amazing, is this conundrum that Democrats now find themselves in, where Joe Biden has to be their nominee or they will lose all the support of big business and Wall Street. Because if it's not Joe Biden, it looks like it's going to be Elizabeth Warren. And Elizabeth Warren is anti-big business. Elizabeth Warren is anti-Wall Street. Warren wants to tax the wealthy punitively just to take their money. Not out of any sense of fairness, given that the wealthy already pay the vast majority of all taxes in America, but just to punish them. And she wants to really impair the ability of financial markets to function. So if Warren is the nominee, the Democrats will lose big time because everybody involved in business or the economy will reject Warren. But if Joe Biden is the nominee, Joe Biden has a huge problem in that he has already publicly admitted to corruption in forcing the Ukraine to fire a prosecutor that was looking into the crimes of his own son. That Joe Biden is corrupt. The financial records already exist. John Solomon, an independent reporter, has already mentioned that there are reams of documents that are about to come out on this. Rudy Giuliani says he's already got documents showing the movement of money, all the money laundering and international wire transfers and funneling of this and that to get money out of different countries and into the hands of Hunter Biden. All the documents are out there and it's all going to come out. But here's my take on this. People, Trump supporters who have these documents, or just independent investigators who have them, they are waiting. They're waiting to release them until after Joe Biden clinches the nomination. And there's a civil war inside the Democrat Party right now where the fringe radical left is trying to push out the, quote, old white guy, Joe Biden, who has lost his mind. Let's be clear. He would be, you know, the first dementia president. Well, maybe not the first, but certainly one of the dementia presidents if he were elected. He's lost his mind. And the effort here among Democrats is to push Joe Biden out so they can have a radical socialist or even a communist as their nominee, someone like Elizabeth Warren, who hates the free market, who doesn't understand economics, but believes in a kind of socialist central planning system, who wants to punish entrepreneurs and punish business owners and punish investors and so on. So they are in a very difficult conundrum, where Joe Biden is a corrupt criminal who has publicly admitted to his crimes, by the way, and should be arrested and should be tried for corruption. I mean, if a Republican did what he did, the calls for criminal indictments would be universal. But Joe Biden admits to these crimes, and yet if they destroy Joe Biden, the Democrats, then they're going to end up with Elizabeth Warren, who cannot win against Trump because she is anti-free market. She's anti-business, anti-Wall Street. And you see, Trump, regardless of what you think about this position, Trump is absolutely pro-big business, pro-Wall Street. And in my opinion, to some degree, he's too far into the pockets of big business, such as Big Pharma and Bayer and Monsanto and all that crap. That's one of the areas where I have strongly criticized the president for not cracking down on Bayer and Monsanto and pesticides and so on, and Big Pharma, and even vaccines for that matter. So Trump is so deep in with big business that there's no question he will have the support of big business if Elizabeth Warren runs against him. So, you know, look, not everything's black and white. There are, you know, different shades of gray involved in all this and the different candidates and their positions and the corruption of business and so on and so forth. I'm just trying to lay out to you what I see happening here. The bottom line is that many Democrats are trying to get Joe Biden destroyed and out of the way so that they can run their fringe candidate. And yet everybody in New York and in the financial markets knows that Warren can't possibly be elected president because she is so anti-free market. So the result is if Joe Biden becomes the nominee, he's going to be exposed with all these documents that are being held back in some cases, I believe. And Joe Biden will go down as probably one of the worst candidates the Democrats have ever put forward. Well, maybe Hillary Clinton wins that right now. Oh, and speaking of Hillary, by the way, there are rumors that Hillary Clinton herself may try to enter this race at a late stage. And there are also rumors that Hillary Clinton is part of this effort to expose Joe Biden, that she and her contacts in Ukraine, you know, CrowdStrike, right, the Christopher Steele group of people and so on, that they were actually behind this CIA whistleblower to try to get a two-for-one takedown, to take down Joe Biden and President Trump at the same time, clearing the way for Hillary Clinton to march in, or at least trip and fall in, to march in and seize the DNC once again, and then get elected once again by rigging all the elections. So don't be surprised if Hillary Clinton becomes the nominee at the end of all of this. It's not beyond her to carry out this kind of deep state corruption. I mean, these are the Clintons we're talking about here. They murder people who get in their way. They murder people who used to work for them just to cover up all the evidence of their own crimes and corruption. They kill people almost for sport. That's who the Clintons really are. So don't be surprised if Hillary pops in at the last minute and says, I'm the nominee. And she, again, she has a lot of fans out there. The media would, of course, be all behind her. And we would have a repeat of 2016, including, I believe, a repeat of Hillary Clinton losing badly. She would lose even worse this time around, I believe. Trump is headed for an electoral landslide of sorts. I mean, he won't win California, of course. He won't win New York. You know, a lot of liberal states that he won't win. But I think that his electoral college victory will be even greater than what he was able to pull off in 2016 because of all the shenanigans that the Democrats are pulling right now, because of how insane and lawless these Democrats are. And that's on top of all the cultural issues, like the pushing of infanticide, child murder, indoctrination of children, chemical castration of children in the name of transgenderism. All these insanities, Antifa and their violence, so many things. And that's all going to blow back on them. That's going to blow back bad. People are walking away from the Democrat Party like never before. Trump is headed for a landslide victory in 2020, which is why the Democrats are so desperate to stop him before there can be an election. Please understand, this is their game at this point. They don't want an election to ever happen. They're tired of elections. Democrats hate the fact that the people have a voice at all. That's why they've been trying to nullify the voice of the people ever since 2016. Democrats don't believe in democracy. They don't believe in fair and free elections. They believe in rigging everything. They believe in cheating. They believe in false accusations, false evidence, spying on your own president and your own people in your own country. That's what Democrats believe in. And their goal now is to destroy Trump before there can be an election. That's their only play. That's their Hail Mary card right now. The Hail Mary. They've got to destroy Trump and get him to resign or get him impeached or something along those lines before there can be an election. Because in an election, it's now clear the American people will choose Trump over Biden, Trump over Warren, Trump over even Hillary Clinton. The American people are sick and tired of the Democrats and their sick, twisted games and their complete lawlessness. The American people are sick and tired of just lying, destructive Democrats that want to see America destroyed rather than see Trump succeed in the White House. Democrats are destroyers. They destroy their own liberal cities in the same way that they wish to destroy America. And they are liars and they're actors. They're all crisis actors. It's a good way to think about them. Every Democrat in Washington is a crisis actor. They get together in their little dark rooms and they dream up a script involving spies and false allegations and false witness and changing the rules on a whim to favor their conspiracy narrative. And they push this stuff out with the willingness of the left-wing media, which is nothing more than the propaganda arm of the Democrat Party. That's why it's called MSDNC now. You know, CNN is the Clinton News Network or the Communist News Network. NBC, nothing but communists. That's what these news networks are. They are a joke to any rational thinking American. So keep all this in mind as we move forward because the Democrats are willing to do anything, which also means a massive false flag is likely coming. Something big, something bigger than 9/11. A big bombing, a dirty bomb, a nuclear type of attack. Something big is coming because they will do anything to try to destroy Trump before the election, because if the election takes place, the Democrats will be humiliated, they will be defeated, they will be destroyed politically. So watch your six, folks. events are transpiring right now, which will lead to the end of the Democrat Party, even if they don't destroy Trump first, which means they're willing to do anything and they're willing to kill anyone or even thousands of people in a false flag operation. That's what's coming. Read my website, newstarget.com, to stay informed. Listen to my podcast at brighteon.com. That's brighteon, EON.com. Thank you for listening. God bless America. Learn about the benefits of cacao, cacao nibs. Learn about astaxanthin, learn about resveratrol or sulforaphane from broccoli sprouts or cruciferous vegetables. All of these nutrients and superfoods and much more are available now at healthrangerstore.com. But most importantly, we are the only online retailer in the world with an in-house ISO-accredited laboratory. We test what we sell. We test for heavy metals. We test for bacteria. We test for glyphosate, herbicide, and increasingly, pesticides. We have clean nutrition. HealthRangerStore.com. If you want clean supplements and incredibly potent superfoods that can enhance and protect your health, HealthRangerStore.com is where you find it.